It is a normal Wednesday morning for the teachers at Hilltop Primary School. Lesson plans for the day are being completed. Assignments are ready for handout. And grades have all been entered. But one teacher is anything but normal. He just so happens to be an NFL Hall of Famer.
And then the next word you pick has to be a different page. Totally different page. Now here's what I'm going to say to you, though. You can't use the guide words. So, butterflies. Butterflies emerging from room 3B.
Randall McDaniel was one of the greatest to ever play his position. A dominant offensive guard who started in 12 consecutive Pro Bowls, was a fixture on the Vikings' offensive line for 12 years, and a 2009 inductee into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. But after retiring from football in 2001, McDaniel has traded in the playbook for a gradebook.
I mean, I got to do the two things I love the most in life. I got to play football, and then I got to work with kids. I mean, so, you know, and they always talk about that. Everybody said that this, the kids are our future, and but it's true. They really are. So, I mean, if I can instill those good behaviors, the good habits, the things that they need to have as they move on in life, what better place to do it? And then it tells them that education is important, that a former football player is sitting in the classroom instead of out coaching or doing all the other things. So they realize that I value education, and they get it.
It's really a unique opportunity to have Randall in the classroom. It's fun watching the kids because while they know he played for the Vikings, they see him as that teacher role. They see him as another teacher in the building. You can see that Randall's very comfortable. He has the education background. He's very comfortable. He has a great presence with the kids. They listen. They will go to him immediately with questions or just to learn more about him. He works really hard with the kids, and they really enjoy him.
Okay, third graders, would you go ahead and start putting your journals, your reading books away? We're going to get ready to go outside for morning break.
It's not often that teachers can call their colleague a Hall of Famer, but for the men and women working at this school, he is just another teacher here to help guide and shape our youth.
The teachers know, but they accept it. The kids don't know unless something comes up, but then they're all a little crazy about it. All their parents know, but here I love it here. I mean, it's just Mr. McDaniel here in the classroom. And then every now and then they get the little nugget toss where they find out what I used to do, and then they all think it's fun, but then it goes right back to being Mr. McDaniel, basically.
He's just such a regular, average guy and just makes you feel very, very comfortable that I think you kind of forget about the football piece just a little bit, and you do. You see him as another teacher in the building, and I feel like he and I have a great relationship. We get along well. We have a similar sense of humor, so it's very comfortable to have him right in the building.
Mr. McDaniel is always upbeat in the morning. Am I?
Yes.
Yeah. So, can you write the definition for it?
Yes. I will.
The classroom is far from the football field where McDaniel became a fan favorite for his dominant play. And while winning a game or opening a big hole for a running back has its rewards, so does seeing the impact he's having on the lives of so many little faces.
It was just really fun that he was in my class because he's a really nice guy, and it was really nice to meet him.
He has really good sportsmanship, and he's just a really good helper, really good guy.
There's a young lady who's working at a production theater down the road here in Mound that I met and worked with when she was in school, when she was a third grader years ago. And now this is now that she's graduated from college and she's had a job. And she came by to school last year to say, "Hey, Mr. McDaniel, I'm still around. Do you remember me?" And yeah, I remembered it. But yeah, so that's the fun part about it. You see the kids as they're young, and then they come back later in life, and you realize, okay, I had something to do with that a little bit. And that's kind of fun.
See you later. Have a good day.